So oftentimes in life, we try to find out what's the bare minimum we have to do. And maybe that's why this question was asked to Jesus. Or maybe sometimes we try to figure out, where do I start? Where do I begin? Sometimes there's so much going on in life, I don't know where to even begin. Maybe that's why the scribe asked Jesus this question. We don't really know why he asked this question, but it's a wonderful gift that we received because he asked this question. Because Jesus gives us this simple response about the first and greatest commandment. And we can think about when we say it's the first, it's more like the foundation. Like when you build a house, the foundation is so important because if the foundation is not solid, the foundation's not the way it's supposed to be, the house or the building won't stand tall. It will crumble. It will fall down. And this is why it's such a beautiful gift that Jesus gives us this first commandment, this greatest commandment. Because if we get this right, then the rest will fall into place. And this season of Lent, it's a time for us to kind of do an examination, to see where I have gone astray, where I've gone wrong. I've taken the wrong path. Because I can admit that I know that I should love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength and understanding. I might be able to answer that on a test, but when I look at the actions that I take, do I really live as though I believe this is true? And this is what's so good for this season of Lent. It gives us a time to pause, to slow down, to reconsider what are my priorities. And maybe we can even say with this virus scare and this quarantine, this social distancing that we're having to practice, it's really causing us, it's giving us the opportunity to re-examine our lives. When there are so many things that we're used to doing that we can't do, when we're having to do things that are new for us, it helps us to put things in proper perspective. And I'm sure we can all admit that we have allowed things into our lives, into our families, into our neighborhoods that shouldn't be there. We've allowed some other things to take the place of God being primary, being the foundation in our life. And so as we heard in the first reading from the prophet Hosea, this word return is so frequently used during the season of Lent because this is what God the Father is inviting each one of us into, to return to him. In this passage from Hosea chapter 14, he's basically saying, I don't care what you did. Repent. Say you're sorry. Make amends. But come home. Come back to me. Return to me. And he will forgive all of our iniquities, is what he says. And that we will flourish. Our lives will be fruitful. We will once again be on the right course. When we examine ourselves, and we realize the sins we've committed, the mistakes that we have done, the wrong turns we have taken, all the nonsense that we've allowed to accumulate in our lives. Jesus today is inviting us to turn away and to return to him so that we can truly love him. And we know that love is shown to us in Jesus on the cross. So on this Friday, maybe as an encouragement for those of you who are stuck at home or in this social distancing, social isolation, maybe today you can spend some time meditating on the stations of the cross and really allowing yourself to be open to what true love actually looks like. How does God love us? Let's spend some time today meditating upon the passion, upon the way of the cross, so that we can repent from our sins, but with joy and enthusiasm and expectation for the fruitfulness that comes from a properly ordered life, we can return to the Lord, and so that we can truly love Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Amen.